Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men by Jazz podcast. I'm Steve Hoare. Today is Friday, December 29th. Hope all is well wherever you are, recovering from the festivities, looking forward to the new year. Before we start in the news, just want to let you guys know very, very quickly, we've got a free offer on Red Men Plus subscriptions. Yes, if you head over to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly captain, use the promo code KLOPP. K-L-O-P-P, I'm sure you know how to spell it by now. Klopp, you'll get your first month completely free, so you can check out all of our amazing content in video and in podcast forms. You can download it into your Apple Podcasts or your Google Podcasts or your Podcast Addict, all that kind of stuff as well. Get them in there with the URL that we'll send you over as and when you sign up. So redmenplus.com, promo code Klopp. Get all the content and go and check out the 50 greatest Liverpool signings of all time. An amazing countdown. Some mad names, some mad shouts, but an absolutely load of the top. I'd say anyone in the top 20 could easily have been in the top 5. That's how many great players Liverpool have signed. It's a really good piece of content. You can go and check that out in video form over the festive period while you've got a couple of days off, hopefully for you guys. Or if you are working like some of us are, to unwind after a hard day's work, go and check out some brilliant Liverpool content. Reminisce about some wonderful footballers and bask in the glory of some of the ones that are still here today. Right then, let's get on with the news. Injury updates from Jurgen Klopp. I'm going to start negative just because I always like to finish more positive. So, before we get to the injury news, let's talk about Endo and Mo Salah. Both of them are on international duty in January. Endo's going to the Asia Cup with Japan. Mo Salah, of course, going to the AFCON with Egypt. Jurgen Klopp has confirmed that Monday's game against Newcastle will be the last game they play before they both join their international clubs. There was some talk that maybe they'd be around for the Arsenal Cup game, given that their respective competitions don't start until a week or so after that. But obviously they're going to like a training camp, meeting up with the squad, etc. So Newcastle on Monday is the last time we'll see Endo and Salah until February at the earliest, depending on how Japan and how Egypt get on in the Asia Cup and the AFCON respectively. With that being said, then Liverpool could do with a little bit of positive injury news. Didn't really get one in terms of the left-backs from Jurgen Klopp today. He was asked about Andy Robertson and how he's getting on. Jurgen confirmed that although Robbo's keeping his fitness up, he's able to do a lot of running, he's able to do a lot of work. The shoulder still needs a lot more work doing to it, and Klopp confirmed that we won't see Andy Robertson play at all in January, and it's probably looking towards February at the earliest before there's a chance to get Robertson back. Of course, that news is greatly... It's more unfortunate, I guess, given the fact that Kostas Tsimikas is now out as well. Liverpool's first choice and second choice left backs are both out. One with a shoulder injury picked up on international duty, of course, that was Robertson. And Tsimikas broke his collarbone after a clash against Arsenal. Pretty rough foul, to be honest, by Saka, launching Kostas to the ground, breaking his collarbone, which wasn't nice to see. But it looks like it's Joe Gomez at left back for the foreseeable, at least through January. Liverpool were doing all he can to get Andy Robbo back, but he's not there yet. The shoulder work needs strengthening. Jurgen said he had major surgery and there's plenty more work to do. So unfortunately, no Robbo to replace the injured Tsimikas either. Moving on though to some positive injury news. Alexis McAllister, at the time of recording his press conference early this morning, Jurgen Klopp was hopeful that Alexis McAllister would train with the team, that he would be available for Monday. since Jürgen spoke, cameras have spotted McAllister at the AXA training ground. Sky Sports put a post out at around 12:15 PM, so just after lunchtime on Friday, a few hours after Jürgen's press conference had finished. And indeed, McAllister was there present on the training pitch. The video was only of the warm-up, so we don't really know how much of the session Alexis took part in. But given that he trained, we've done some part of training at 12:15 on a Friday, and barring any setback or reactions to the session or however much of the session he's done, you'd expect that McAllister should be available for selection for the Newcastle game. Mentioned earlier, Endo's leaving, so wouldn't be a huge shock if Endo plays against Newcastle, try and save Alexis's minutes a little bit where they can ahead of the Arsenal game the week later in the Cup. But given that, even if he's only doing the warm-ups, given that the game is, you know, Monday night, he'll train probably Saturday, Sunday, something on Monday as well. It feels like Alexis should be back in contention and available, probably from the bench, but even from the start, you never know. He could start him and Endo together. Of course, McAllister can play further forward, we know that. So, yeah, Alexis McAllister, great news. Obviously, Liverpool haven't had him available for the last six games. Went off injured, of course, against Sheffield United. Bit of a nasty cut on his leg, by all accounts. It's taken a while to get over it, longer than Liverpool probably wanted to take, if we're all being honest about it. He's missed six full games. Hopefully now he's back for the seventh. So yeah, really good news on the Alexis McAllister front. He will be back, it looks like, for the game against Newcastle. Big game as well. Newcastle dealing with a massive injury list. Liverpool's injury list is ever growing as well. So anytime you can get somebody back fit and available, and especially someone who's probably in Liverpool's best 11, you would think. Then yeah, great news to see Alexis back after six games off, and hopefully the little break that he's had now in force, Liverpool have done pretty well during it. Obviously, they would have liked to have got the wins against United and Arsenal, but they come out of that period still top of the league, still in the cups, etc. Alexis now, he hasn't got as many minutes in his legs as some of those other players, so maybe we can hand the baton over to the little World Cup winner, and then he can carry Liverpool a little bit further forward through what's going to be a little bit of an up and down mixed January games and all, in like, what, three competitions spread throughout the month. Nice to see Alexis back. Just a final one very quickly, because I was speaking about this on another show earlier on about Dominic Solanke, and I'll be honest, this one started because I was in a group chat with my mates, and they were saying, oh, Liverpool have got a 20% sell-on clause on Dom Solanke and he might go for £50 million. Therefore, Liverpool will get £10 million. And I was like, oh, so £10 million, that could fund something going into January or whatever. But it turns out Liverpool Echo have confirmed Liverpool's sell-on clause is 20% of the profits that Bournemouth make on Solanke, which is a big difference. They paid about £24 million for Liverpool, which at the time seemed like a great deal for the Reds, and it definitely was. It's taken Solanke about 4 years to start really firing on the goal front. Obviously, he's up there with the top scorers in the league this year, which is really good to see for him. He's doing a really good job for Bournemouth, but there's been links with Brentford if they sell Ivan Toney. I saw Tottenham link with him, which would be a shock as well. A few other clubs, but whatever he goes for, Liverpool get 20% of the profits. So if he goes for £50 million, Liverpool get 20% of the £24 million profit. Therefore, Liverpool get about £4.8 million, which isn't nothing. You know, it funds someone's wages for a long time, you would think. But worth mentioning, yeah, Liverpool aren't going to get they're not going to get £10 million of a £50 million fee. They get about half of it, but still really, really promising news. So yeah, just something to keep an eye on, really, as we head towards January. If Liverpool need the coffers topping up a little bit, is Jürgen going to dip into the market? We'll find out in due course. I think he should, and he probably should sign a defender, given that we've got a left back crisis and our centre back is now playing left back, which means we've only got three centre backs left. But maybe if there's a defender there who's going to cost a little bit more, maybe if Bournemouth sell Solanke, then that could be an option. But I'll be honest, I don't think they should, and I don't think they will. I think that might be one that they look at towards the summer. If I was him, I'd probably want to be staying until the summer. Get your eyes on that England squad, Tom. You obviously get yourself, they are always looking for backups to Harry Kane. They've tried loads of them and there's plenty of options, but no one's truly convinced yet. You're Watkins, you've got Wilson, Calvert-Lewin, if he can get back fit and firing as well. Get yourself involved in the mix if you can. But yeah, just a little update on that one. Mainly stemming from a group chat with lads about the Reds that I was in. But yeah, anyway, 20% of the profit, not 20%, but still a really good deal. So yeah, anyway, I'm going to stop talking now. I'm going to start wrapping up there. So just to let you know one more time, redmenplus.com, promo code Klopp if you sign up as a monthly captain, a monthly captain. Enter the promo code Klopp, you'll get an entire month for free. You won't pay a penny for the first month. If you stay after that, I'm sure you'll hopefully enjoy the content and might consider staying longer and help and support everything we do here at Redmen HQ as well. But yeah, redmenplus.com, use that code, go and check out all of our amazing content through January and the entire back catalogue of stuff. But if you sign up now, you, like I mentioned before, the 50 greatest Liverpool signings of all time, but there's loads of other features and interviews, documentaries you can watch. You can watch our three-part Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary, which is fantastic. We've got the story of a crew, we've got German Scousers, we've got absolutely tons on there, loads of evergreen stuff. It's a little bit like Netflix, where you can go back and just binge watch stuff. We've got bingeable series as well, the LFC draft, the dream teams. We've got absolutely tons over there for you to keep entertained throughout this little bit of downtime that you're hopefully having ahead of 2024. Right then, going to wrap up there. So thanks very much for checking out the Bite Size podcast. We'll be back with another one in the new year. Wow, yeah, in the new year. Happy New Year to everyone. See you all soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.